Welcome back to the Safety Storytellers Podcast. My name is Stacy, and I am your host. While the safety industry is unfortunately still very reactive, thankfully, there are some professionals who prefer a proactive response. In the beginning of his safety career, Arthur Smith, who is now a senior EHS manager for Amazon, met someone who showed him how safety professionals can proactively help workers stay out of the hospital. Since then, Arthur hasn't looked back. Okay, Arthur, you've had a winding road. You were in oil and gas, and now you're at Amazon.
Yep.
How old were you when you were in oil and gas? Were you a young man?
But I was in my 20s.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, younger than I am now.
The reason I bring that up is because we can see safety so different when we're young.
Right.
And then as we get older, we see it so much differently through a different lens. So you're seeing it, you know, as you're gaining experience, but also you're going into a completely different environment, essentially. Right. So tell me your story of how you started and where you are now.
Yeah. I mean, so starting out, I never intended to go into safety. I didn't know it was a thing, if I'm being honest. I'd always planned on going to medical school. And then, you know, as I got close to finishing my degree, I thought that's not what I want to do. It's a bad spot to be in, about to finish a degree that'll be, almost useless without going to medical school. I met a guy who worked in health and safety in the oil and gas field, who happened to be a faculty member at my university. And he told me I ought to give it a shot. And turn around a couple weeks later, and I'm enrolled in graduate school.
Isn't that funny how people see in us what we don't see in ourselves sometimes? Mm-hmm. He probably saw something in you that he thought you're really going to be good at this. Yeah. And you're going to really like it. So what is it? What was it about maybe your personality at that time that really, really enjoyed safety at the time, or just being in the oil fields? What was it that drew you in?
You know, honestly, he talked about kind of the proactive ability that safety professionals have to, you know, prevent people from going to the doctor in many cases. I'd never considered injuries in the workplace. It wasn't something that I'd really thought about. But you know, he was able to kind of, you know, show me what a good safety professional can do, just in our, you know, our short conversation. And then I kept in touch with him for many years afterwards, but it was kind of a leap of faith, enrolling in grad school. It's not free, right?
So you gotta, oh, it's not.
Yeah. So you gotta commit.
You have to actually do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, so, you can't skate by.
No. Mm-mm. No. But ended up being.
What was your grad school work in?
In environmental health and safety management.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, I don't want to discourage anyone from going to school, like ever, right?
Right.
But do you feel like that was the right path to get to go to grad school? Or do you think that the on-hands getting into the work environment?
I think for me, it was necessary. So my undergraduate degree was in organismic biology, right? So,
right. It's like that didn't help you out.
You know, yeah. I by getting that graduate degree, it helped when I went into interviews. I didn't have to explain what organisms are, you know? So,
right.
I think that it's different for different people. I think that there's a lot of different, entry avenues. You know, for me, it was grad school. For others, it could be, just finding, a job as a skilled labor, helper, something. Work your way into safety that way. I've worked with great safety professionals that had educational backgrounds. I've worked with great safety professionals that their degree couldn't be farther away from industrial health and safety.
An art degree.
That's right.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So I think it's just how well you pick it up. I think a lot of safety is how well you do with people. You know, a lot of times, you're going to be influencing folks to do things different than maybe the way that they've been trained or they're accustomed. And a lot of times you're doing that without much authority. Right. So you've got to be good at, explaining the why, I think. And that takes some form of, kind of inherent, personality traits that you may have within you.
Okay. So you're in the oil field.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? I mean, obviously a little down and dirty, very different than a very pristine Amazon warehouse.
Different, for sure. Yeah, I think that, you know, aside from the field work, being in oil and gas fabrication, that I think was an incredibly big difference from what you see in an Amazon warehouse. When we talk about, you know, heavy fabrication, you know, housekeeping, you try very hard, obviously, to keep it clean, but people are constantly grinding, which just keeps making it dirty, right? So, no, I think it's a big difference. You know, I've had the chance to work in steel fabrication, both structural and pressure vessels. Worked in oil and gas field services, titanium finishing, and aerospace parts manufacturing. Spent a little bit of time in carbon fiber just to give it a shot. And then obviously with Amazon. So when I say I've tried a lot of different things. Yeah, it's always safety. So, I mean, for me, regardless of where you're at, I think it's always going to be very similar. It's, wouldn't be the same, you know, as a skilled tradesman trying to go from, plumbing to electrician. I think it translates industry to industry.
I appreciate you saying that, because my next question is, if someone is looking to change industries, and that can seem like it would feel daunting, right? Like, I don't know that field, but I know safety. Yep. And there's some kind of like barrier there, like, this feels really scary to me. What do you say to those people?
I say, go for it. I don't think don't let it be intimidating. I think it's, you know, risk is risk wherever we're at. You know, when you take a kind of that step-by-step approach and look at, you know, where the risk is within a process, it doesn't matter if you're torquing a bolt or if you're welding a nozzle or if you're taping a box. We're still looking at what the risk is and how to mitigate it.
But is a process a process? I mean, it seems like you can say, well, a process is a process, but aren't they very different processes by industry?
Absolutely. And totally different. But there's still steps that you take throughout a process, right? Regardless of what we're doing, we're going to break something down into process steps. And then we're going to identify what risk we have to, you know, health and safety within those process steps. So, like I said, regardless of what that process is, I think that's just something that's by the wayside. We're really just looking at risk, whatever it may be. Now, there are going to be different risks and there are going to be different levels of severity.
Right.
But that doesn't change the fact that a risk is a risk, right?
So you said something interesting, that you came to this conference several years ago. Your lens is very different today. Tell me about that. That's interesting.
I think it comes down to risk, right? So when we look at our risks to our associates in an Amazon warehouse, I'm primarily looking at, you know, ergonomics and body positioning and different technology things that have advanced, and, you know, what is interesting in the market now and what's coming next. When I was working in heavy steel fabrication, I might have been looking at, new rigging equipment or fall protection devices or lockout, tagout, or whatever the case may be. You know, some of the more, hands-on type safety things. A lot of that stuff in an Amazon warehouse has really been engineered out. So a lot of those risks that you see at some of these other in some of these other industries, we don't necessarily see those in Amazon. Now we do see massive scope. You know, I think we talked a little bit yesterday at my warehouse. We've got 3,500 plus people, right? So it's lots and lots of opportunity. But it's a different level of severity that we're looking at, and there's just different things that jump out at you in terms of what you're tracking.
So how is Amazon trying to be the absolute best? I mean, you guys are the sponsor of this conference. So what you're saying is, or what I'm seeing that you're saying is that safety is important to Amazon.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm obviously not speaking on behalf of Amazon, but safety is number one at Amazon, without a doubt. It's our overarching value. It's the first thing we do every day. It's weighed against any decision made. In my building, where that I'm in, obviously I can speak for, but safety's important. We want people to come to work healthy.
And
we want them to go home
healthy.
There's lots of Amazon associates, right?
Amazon people.
So I think we have the opportunity to make big impact. Work very diligently at ensuring that our warehouses are the safest place that you could possibly be. I feel very comfortable when we have when we have visitors in our building. We have
it's guests. Not like, hurry, mom's coming over. We need to shove everything to the side and clean up and stuff everything under the rug. Because that's what I do. I don't know about when your mom comes over. I'm like, okay, where are we going to put all the stuff on the counter?
No, but we have a sign on the door, you know, hey, kids live here. You know, don't lower your expectations. Right.
Yeah.
But that's not the case at work. So, you know, I feel very comfortable anytime. And I feel that our visitors are safe. You obviously would go through, you know, a safety briefing and an understanding of what you're going to encounter. But I don't lose any sleep about a visitor, someone, you know, getting in a position that they may not want to be in. Our warehouses are incredibly safe.
Nice. Okay. So give me three words.
Okay.
Give me three words on how you would describe an experience with safety in your former life with oil and gas, and three words that describe where you're at now.
Oh man, that's hard.
Let's do this. First thing in the morning, let's go.
I know, right? Three words prior to Amazon, three words in the warehouse, in my current occupation. You know,
you can describe the experience, how you felt, what it looked like anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, prior to Amazon, it was, you
three
know,
words.
Anything can happen. I mean, it's,
oh, we're going there. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it just, I love that. You know, it was, there were so many variables, you know what I mean? Well, you're out in the environment, right? In some cases. But it just was, you know, it was ever changing and it was hard to account for a lot of those variables. Mm-hmm. I think that, with Amazon in the controlled environment that we have, whatever the opposite three words of anything can happen. You know, I think
so
that
organized.
We account for those variables. Accounting for variables, three words.
Woo!
So
that's great. I'm surprised by that because when I typically ask somebody that, they just give me three words like clean.
Three descriptors.
Three descriptors. But you like went above and beyond and you're like, I'm going to give you a phrase.
Maybe I misunderstood the assignment.
No.
But
I think that's it shows how everybody perceives things and how what you hear and I mean,
I think with where I'm at currently with when we talk about the hierarchy controls, I mean, it's very, very serious about it. Hazards are engineered out. You know, obviously, we work very hard at, you know, kind of the body positioning, the ergonomic factors. We move a lot of products, right? You order something from Amazon, you're going to get it today or tomorrow, you know, generally, right?
Thank you for joining us on the Safety Storytellers Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Sospis, bringing you the best EHS software in the industry. If you are ready to learn more about how an EHS software can transform your safety program, your profits, and your entire company, head to www.sospis.com/podcast. That's www.sospes.com/podcast. We will see you next time on the Safety Storytellers.